the Eye Opener Society.
What's up?
How's everybody doing? Thank you for joining us. You have your host, Hannah.
Gary.
And that's it. That's us.
Welcome to the show. You threw me off,
I know.
He was trying something new.
Yeah.
Spicy.
Definitely trying spicy. Yeah. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to the Eye Opener Society, your place to get a little bit about life, because that's what we are about. So anyway, if you're joining us, if you're not familiar, I know we've been always pushing our website, eyeopenersociety.onpodium.co. It still exists. It's there. We're just not paying for it anymore. So it's very limited now. If you go on there, you could still find all of our episodes. But the thing is, to have the website, it's kind of redundant, because if you're listening to us on your favorite platform is going to have our shows. But if you want to know anything else about us, you could always check out eyeopenersociety.podbean.com. If you go on there too, if you're a small business and you like to advertise with us, we've got some really cheap prices and it's all listed on that website. So you can check it out and just see what's going on with us. Find our episodes. Podbean is our distribution site. You know, that site sends out our podcast to all of the different platforms. So I might as well use it because I'm paying for it. Might as well use it. I shouldn't be paying for two separate websites anyway. And we're also doing that because, of course, all this stuff costs money. It helps out when you do listen to the shows. It really does. And that's why we really, really, truly appreciate that. And we are recording these not only on audio, but on video as well. I mean, I always argue with the fact that a podcast is audio only. But a lot of people like to see us too. So
yeah,
we do that. You find us on YouTube under Eye Opener Society and even rumble.com. And we have a video channel there too as well. And if nobody else knows, if you haven't heard our last episode, we do Behind the Eyes. And that's our behind the scenes wrap up show of all of our episodes. And we do it once a month. We're going to now be doing that strictly on Facebook as a live. So you could come over to Facebook, follow us, and you could join in on that conversation. And I think that's great. It's going to be wonderful interaction. It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll go over each episode and the topics, and you get to say what you like. And just join in on the conversation. It's always going to be fun, easygoing, lighthearted, you know, different from what we do with the regular podcast. So we look forward to seeing you there on Facebook. We really would like to see everybody over there following us and checking out that show. And that should come at the end of the month sometime. We'll let you know exact date once we have that lined up. So this show is Hannah's.
Yes, it is.
She's going to present a topic here and she'll lead it off. And then I'll jump in on it. What you got for us?
So, you know, March 19th passed a little bit ago and spring started, so I thought, what better than to discuss spring cleaning, but of the mind?
Spring cleaning, but of the mind. That's good because I mean, I know me for sure, in the past weeks or so, there's so much going on inside the mind. And yeah, what better time than during spring when the weather changes and you get to go outside, or at least I get to go outside, and enjoy that because that's my favorite thing. But that clears the mind. It really does. And it's time to start stripping away a lot of the stress, a lot of the anxiety, a lot of those intrusive thoughts that just shouldn't be there. Now's the time to do it.
Yep.
And I mean, there's so many ways to do it, and I'm sure we'll go over them. Do you have a way of doing it? Clearing your mind? What's your...
Definitely, I feel like the first step would be decluttering your mind. And I know that sounds very vague, but what I mean by that is taking things such as old worries or old stressors and releasing that negative energy that you have archived in your mind. You need to take that. You need to let it go. I've talked in previous shows about writing something down and then burning it. You can do that if that works as far as decluttering your mind. But you need to take those things that are now in the past and let them go. Let them, let the thoughts out, burn them if you have to, and just free up your mind. Because in the past has already happened. We can't change the past. You just need to keep moving forward. So I think that's like a good first step for me, at least. You know, I've always done that every spring. You know, I definitely spring clean my house. But as far as my mental health and mind goes, I just take stressors and things that have happened during my cold months, I say, and I just reflect on them and then I let them go. I'm like, you know what? I can't change it. I can just reflect on them and learn them. And I just declutter my mind and I just let them go.
Yeah. And it's a wonderful concept too, because it really does help. Everybody does walk around carrying way too much weight on their minds. And we constantly let that just mill around inside of our head to the point where, you know, we get stressed, we get anxiety, we get high blood pressure from it and all. And why do we do that to ourselves? What, you know, what is that purpose? If we take a moment, especially now, like I said, it's just a perfect time. Like I said, do spring cleaning, spring clean out your mind, sit back, relax, and take that time to meditate. I can't stress that enough. Meditation is emptying that mind and reworking it. So it's much more sharper. It becomes much more advanced because now you can see things from a different perspective. But in order to do that, and you know, I always talk about it, I said the biggest myth is clearing your mind. You can't.
Yes, you can't clear your mind.
It's just not going to happen. But I use that same term, clutter. It's just junk words that are floating around in your head. Just let them go, observe them, and just let them do their part. And then they just kind of go away. They dissolve. And after a while of practice and meditation of doing that, just allowing those thoughts to run through, run their course, they're gone. And then you start getting rid of that clutter. Then you start picking up the stuff that really matters. Yeah. The real questions, the symbolicism, the self-conscious stuff that always is in your mind that you should be listening to rather than all that other junk that's just getting in the way. Those stressors, you get rid of those and allow only the deeper thoughts to come in.
Yeah.
That is how you declutter your mind, and it sharpens yourself because now you can get yourself into a much better place, whether you're meditating or just, you know, in any part of your life. There's no sense walking around with that sort of constant aggravation in your head.
I'll be honest. I'm always the type of person who puts most of my stuff out there, whether it be in a vague way or in detail way. Last month, I was having just horrible, like intrusive thoughts that were keeping me up at night. And for the first couple weeks I was having them, I literally would like sob until I fell asleep because I was trying to force these intrusive thoughts out of my mind. And I think I was mentally exhausting myself because I was trying so hard. And then I meditated on it. And I was like, I just have to let them run naturally. Like I just need to let it run. Like you said, run its course. I need to just let it get through my mind. And then it'll just lessen and lessen and lessen. And, you know, sometimes I still think them, but then I'm just like, okay, but this is I'm not allowing it. I'm putting up a blocker where I'm not allowing it to go into the deeper things that are actually important in my mind, in my mental, you know?
Mm-hmm. It's part of the meditative process.
Yeah.
A lot of people, everybody wants those instantaneous results.
And that's not how it works.
Yeah, it don't. So unfortunately, though, you got to go through like these bad things. You got to get rid of the bad thoughts. You got to get rid of them. But in order to get rid of them, you got to acknowledge them.
Yes.
And until you do, they're just going to remain there. And then they're going to keep going around your head. And they're going to transform. And then they'll get weirder. They get wilder.
Oh, yeah.
And the more you stress about them, the louder they become.
I actually was like researching like if my thoughts were normal. That's how desperate I was at that point in time. And I found myself on many, many meditative websites and forums and everything like that. And so many people were like, just like thinking the same things that I were thinking. And they gave like meditation tips and they helped me kind of like realize like, okay, yep, I'm not crazy. You know, like this is just something that multiple people go through, you know, and it just kind of, it made me open up to see like basically like the hidden meaning, the deeper meaning, that's a way better word, on why that thought even popped up in my head in the first place. And then I was able to, you know, self-work with myself on working out that deeper meaning on why I was, that thought even popped in my brain. And I worked it. And like I said, I worked it out and now I'm in a better way, better place, and I'm getting sleep at night unless my cranky 2-year-old wakes me up. So
well, there you go. You've experienced what it is to mm-hmm. understand your thoughts. There's nothing wrong with talking to yourself. And that's usually what you got to do. You know, you can talk out loud if you really want. I would never judge you for doing that.
I talk out loud all the time.
There you go. So there's nothing wrong with it. You can just talk to yourself like an inner monologue, but that's what you need to do. These here thoughts that are coming, that are swirling around, acknowledge them. Ask them the question, why are you in my head? What is the meaning of this? Mm-hmm. And then sit and reflect and see what answers you come up with. It's all self-consciousness and it's just self-awareness at that point. Once you understand what it is or why that thought's in your head and it's acknowledged, you feel better. It's been taken out. It's been brought to light. It's a weight taken off of your shoulders now. So now you can just go on, you know, into a deeper meditative state with one less thing to worry about on your mind.
So as far as that basically wraps up, you know, decluttering, and, you know, getting yourself into like, you know, a right mindset and everything like that. I think the next thing with, as far as spring cleaning the mind goes, and I think this one is probably honestly the most important, is reinventing and reevaluating your values.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Listen, it's one thing to say, declutter your mind, get rid of, you know, the thoughts and all that. But yeah, reevaluate exactly what it is that you want now moving forward. We could change every month.
That's
right?
What I was going to say. Like, so you literally really are not the same person that you mm-hmm. were a month ago.
Exactly. Things really do change because at any moment, you could say, you know what? That doesn't suit me anymore, or I'm no longer going to allow this, or this to bother me anymore. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so now you got to reconsider your values, reconsider yourself, reconsider where you are at that point in life now, and then change that and say, okay, now that my mind is cleared and decluttered, now I'm going to put in newer thoughts, better
newer
thoughts
values.
Now, newer values, newer self-esteem, no matter what it is, anything that's going to make you better at this point.
Yeah. And I think just reinventing your values is so important, and not just even saying like this is specifically just for spring cleaning. I think people should do this more often for themselves. Cause like you said, like it could just be something that like last month you just valued like something so much. And now you're just like, you know what? Like that really doesn't make me feel whole in any way. You know, why am I so pressed on this? Mm-hmm. And just reevaluate, you know, figure out the thing that feeds your soul's energy, you know?
Yeah, definitely. I like that. Feed your soul. I always say you got to feed your soul, man. Find out exactly what your soul wants, mm-hmm. you know, because we're living in two worlds, you know, our body world, basically, our 3D world. And then we have that soul that's really, you know, driving us. That has all of our passions, all of our desires. It's all there, but we don't really listen to it because a lot of people only see the 3D world. So you got to feed that soul. And in order to do that, yeah, reevaluate everything that's going on. Reevaluate in your head all your thoughts, your passions, desires, what it is you want moving forward.
Mm-hmm. Redesigning, I think too. Redesigning mm-hmm. your mental health. And I mean that in the most largest way possible. Mm-hmm. I think it's important because I think people settle sometimes for just feeling okay. And I'm guilty of that. Just feeling okay. Yeah, I'm okay. I don't want to hear, yeah, I'm okay. I want to hear, I'm doing great. I feel great. Mentally, I'm great. And you're not always going to be great. You're not going to have a good day every day. If you do, great. Good for you. You can make every day a great day. But you're going to have bad days, and bad days are okay. But I think, you know, like I said, I don't even know how to get the words out. It's just like, stop settling for just being okay.
Yeah.
Listen, you want more for your mental health.
Live epically.
Yes.
I don't think anybody does.
I hate to sound so cliche, but live every day like it's your last.
Well, yeah. And that's not really cliche. That's something the way we should be doing, but we always deny that. But you touched on something that's really is big. And you're right, because we've been having bad days. We've been having more bad days than good days. Mm-hmm. Why should that be? You know, because you know what? We deserve better than that. And I'm not just talking you and I, I'm talking the world in general. If we all lived exactly the way we wanted to, would we have any bad days? We wouldn't. We'd be living each day to its fullest, living the way you really, really want and desire. Mm-hmm. You're right. Being okay is okay, but being epic is way better.
Yeah.
And yeah, just to say it's, I know what you're saying. You're saying, why settle on just being okay?
Yeah.
You know,
okay. I always tell my team at my work, I'm like, have a great day because you deserve to have a great day.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just settle for it's a work day. It's okay. Mm-hmm. You know, whatever. I'm just working. Have a great day because you deserve it. Have a great day because you want to have a great day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Be the person you really, really want to be.
Yeah.
And you can. You can have that great day. And yeah, this is spring. This is spring cleaning. This is cleaning out your mind. This is cleaning out those thoughts. So why not clean it all out, declutter, and then put in this here thought and just start saying, hey, whether it starts with Hannah and I, we start living epically, mm-hmm. and then everybody else starts living epically, you know? But we do. We need to try harder, you know, to say we really do deserve better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I had an okay day. No, no, no. You got to have the best fucking day of your life each and every day.
Mm-hmm.
There's always going to be things you're going to trip over. And yeah, and then the day turns to shit. But
hey, that's just a trip.
It's just a trip, and you need to move on. It's not going to destroy your entire existence just because one shitty day is in the way.
Reevaluate how you react is another way to spring clean your mind. I think sometimes this kind of piggybacks. I think sometimes people get into their emotions too much when they react about something. And I am one of those people who used to blow up. Gary can attest to this. I used to blow up with things. But now it's like almost like I have rewired my brain. And I do it more and more each time I spring clean my mind. But I rewire my reactions. I just look at things sometimes and I'm like, it is what it is, you know, like this is life. Life is a roller coaster. I'm riding it. Whether if I want to have my seatbelt on or not is just a day by day decision for me. But learning to kind of put your emotions aside when you're reacting to something that is inevitable, like just for example, like your car taking a shit, you'll be surprised how much you feel better mentally when you're just like, you know what? This was inevitable. This was going to mm-hmm. happen. This is something that happens in life.
Right.
And there's no sense in overreacting or anything of the sort over stuff that's basically sometimes inevitable, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I hate to say this, but like some things, especially materialistic, aren't built to last forever.
It's mechanical.
Exactly.
Anything mechanical is going to break down. So yeah, if we do, if we accept, it's acceptance, really. Yeah. We got to accept things are going to not go our mm-hmm. way. Things will fail. And those some of those things that fail, we rely on it. Mm-hmm. So we need to stop really relying on it and just understand that we're going to take it as far as we can.
Yeah.
Make sure it lasts as long as it can. But again, it's no different than death. Just death is inevitable.
Yep. Like, that's why I brought it up as far as spring cleaning, because it doesn't really sound like it, but it is if you think about it. You take back and you reflect on your past year or your past month or however long you want to spring clean back to, you know? And you're like, wow, why did I react that way? And you take that reaction and you remember it like a it just happened the previous day and shit, maybe it did. And you're like, I don't want to do that anymore. My mental deserves better. Because if you're reacting so badly that your emotional state is heightened, your mental state is fried, you're burning yourself out physically as well. So you take that and you're like, you know what? Enough's enough. I can't do that anymore. And you kind of set yourself straight. Mm-hmm. And you'd be surprised when the next inevitable thing happens and you react way better, how much your soul and your mind and just energy is appreciative of you removing those previous reactions that you would have done. It's on growth, you know, mm-hmm. that's on growth.
It is. It certainly is. So I hope everybody has a little bit of an idea. Mm-hmm. Again, we're going to be on Facebook doing a Facebook Live for Behind the Eyes. Definitely join us because we'll go over each episode and each topic that we've talked about for the month. It'll be great to get some reaction and some comments and mm-hmm. to actually just interact with people. Yeah. And, you know, maybe you have a different idea of what spring cleaning of the mind is to you, and you can bring it up to us. Yeah. We'll definitely love to interact with you. Mm-hmm. Don't forget, check out our Reaper Apparel. If you go to reaperapparelco.com, you could get some awesome gear. All right. I'm wearing the Dying to Live. Hannah's got the hat, the Reaper Apparel hat. There's stickers, keychains, a lot of presents that we would like to get.
So I really want the jogger sweatsuit if everyone is listening. Thank you.
Yeah, there you go. Size small. I really want to push this because, again, we don't want to do Patreon. We don't want to ask for donations. Go out and get yourself something. Go buy yourself something. And if you buy yourself something on Reaper Apparel, if you use the code EyeOpenerSociety, 10% sign, you'll get 10% off on your order altogether. And then we get a little bit of a kickback. You get some cool gear. So it just kind of works out mm-hmm. beautifully for us. Like I said, we're changing things up. I'm trying to save some money, but yet I'm still trying to bring you a really good podcast. And we're trying to set things up now for the lives and for some more Facebook stuff.
Yeah.
So follow us over there on Facebook too as well. And don't forget, we're on YouTube and we're on Rumble too as well. So if you're really going to follow us and listen to our next episodes, stay tuned. So we've got some other great episodes coming up too as well. And again, we really appreciate our entire audience. Thank you all so much for listening.
Thanks. Bye.